Hey, Explorers, we'll be back next week with brand new episodes. But until then, we are rebroadcasting our episode 235, where we talk about where you can find cheap and used Tokyo Disney Resort merchandise. This was a very popular episode, and I think a lot of people did miss it because we recorded it back in 2021, and a lot of this information is still relevant because I want you to find those cheap popcorn buckets. You don't need to pay full price for them. And let's be honest, most of us don't carry popcorn in it. So why buy it brand new when you can buy it for a fraction of the price? All right, Explorers, we'll see you next week and enjoy the episode.
Welcome to episode 235 of the TDR Now podcast, the first English-speaking podcast focusing on the Disney parks in Asia, including Tokyo Disney Resort, Hong Kong Disneyland, and Shanghai Disneyland, and we're coming to you directly from Japan. Now, if you want to find us on other places, you can basically check it out under TDR Explorer anywhere you go. The home base is, of course, tdrexplorer.com, but you can find TDR Explorer on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, on TikTok. Anywhere you're looking, you'll probably find it, and especially on YouTube as well. I'm one of your hosts, Trish. I take photos, and you can find me on Twitter and on Instagram under Dream Sweets Love, and I am the one haunting the 100 yen store looking for Halloween goods, even though it's the middle of, is it the middle of August or is it early August? I'm going to say the middle of August.
It's mid-August, I'd say. Yeah.
And of course, that is the lovely voice of Chris. Chris, what's up?
Not much. Just recovering from my shopping spree the last 2 days.
Oh. What were you shopping for?
Well, it turned into a lot of things. First, I was wanting to get some stuff to organize my workspace / recording space. Then it turned into me buying cheap Tokyo Disney stuff to decorate my space, and it just snowballed from there. So I thought it would be good for us to talk about this today, about finding cheap Tokyo Disney merchandise, because it does exist. Oh, you just have to look for it.
There's tons of it.
You just have to know where to look, and we're going to tell you today.
Okay.
But before that, want to remind you about our Patreon. If you want to support the podcast, you can head on over to patreon.com/TDRnow, where we have different tiers and you get different rewards. One of them is our bonus episode tier, where you get a bonus episode every month. And we mentioned it many times before in this show. We have, oh my goodness, like 4 years worth of bonus material. So you have a lot of content to listen to. So once you pay for that tier, you get access to all the previous episodes as well. So head on over to patreon.com/TDRnow. Shopping. Let's just get into the shopping. I love shopping. I'm not going to shy away from that.
I think listeners who have been listening for a long time, they know that we, us and shopping might not be the best combination, or is it? It's so fun.
Well, and it's funny too, because we had a different topic for this episode, but we decided to change it to shopping, and you and I were both on the same page. Mm-hmm. We were like, we're kind of in this shopping mood right now.
We are.
So it just makes sense. I've been getting stuff, you've been buying stuff, so it just makes, I think, just makes sense.
I don't know if it's because we're kind of like spending more time at home again lately.
Maybe. So when I moved into my current place, I set up my work area, and I didn't really have a plan for it. Uh-huh. So my work area kind of turned into just a dumping ground for stuff. So I tried to use it like as a working space, but also a recording space. And I tried to decorate it, but it just turned into a cluttered mess. And then it got to a point where I just didn't really care anymore. Uh-huh. But I kind of, after a while, I noticed, okay, this is affecting how I'm working. I don't like sitting in this space because it's too cluttered, but it's so cluttered that I don't want to deal with it. It's, you know, just like a never-ending cycle.
That's not good. So
the last week, I decided, okay, you know what?
one Sunday morning, you're going to take everything off and we're going to reorganize it. You're going to get rid of stuff and we're going to make this nice and organized. So that's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy with it so far. I'm not done, but it is much better than what it used to be. And I am very happy with it.
Awesome.
And I got rid of a bunch of stuff, but I also bought more stuff, which I don't know if it's a good thing or not. I ended up buying some more props for my workspace, like Tokyo Disney-esque stuff. Uh-huh. I got it for very cheap. Very, very cheap. Now, I think, what was it? Probably like 3 or 4 years ago, probably longer. Mm-hmm. We've done episodes on like Nakano Broadway.
Nakano Broadway. I have mixed feelings about there.
It's changed over the years.
Aren't they tearing it down?
I don't think so.
Because it's like a fire trap.
Well, it is a fire trap, yeah. Over the years, it's like Nakano Broadway. That was the place that we recommended for finding Tokyo Disney merchandise. Yeah. It's very well known, and there's a lot of shops in there that carry a lot of theme park merchandise and just like other like nerd culture type of stuff. Uh-huh. Until the pandemic, of course. Very popular. It gained a lot of popularity. People knew about it. And so it's changed over the years. Kind of what happens with anything that becomes massively popular. Mm-hmm. It changes. And Nakano Broadway has been changing a lot.
I feel like part of the thing with Nakano Broadway is that when it's so easy to find things online for the same price or cheaper, to go out all the way out there and then to slog through a whole bunch of stuff, most of it you don't want, it's like lost a lot of the appeal that it might have had in the past. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. Like with Mirakari.
Mirakari, yeah, I love it.
Being able to buy stuff online, yeah, that also helps, or doesn't help, I guess, in this case. Where if you're looking for something very specific, you could probably find it on Mirakari.
Absolutely. You can absolutely find it.
For me, I usually don't know what I'm looking for. So if I'm able to browse stuff, mm-hmm. like kind of rummage through stuff, then I get pleasantly surprised. I'm like, oh, that's nice. Both have their pros and cons, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you have a ton of time on your hands that you can look through boxes of stuff and like racks of things and like maneuver the maze of Nakano Broadway, then, you know, for like, by all means, go for it, you know, because you never know what you might find too.
Yeah, exactly. But for finding, like, let's say you're at Tokyo Disney and you don't particularly want to go out to Nakano Broadway for whatever reason, that's mm-hmm. fine. There is a place called Book Off Bazaar. Now, Book Off, if you don't know, Book Off is a chain of stores in Japan. It's also, they have branches overseas now as well, that sells mostly used CDs, manga, books, things of that nature. But there's also other bigger versions of the store, and this one in particular is called the Book Off Bazaar. It sells everything.
Yeah.
It sells pretty much everything except for like large home appliances. Like you can't really buy a fridge or a bed at these places.
They have a lot of furniture though.
They do. Just not like fridges
or things
like that, like big things like that. But they have clothing. They have vacuums, mm-hmm. lighting fixtures,
handbags,
surfboards.
Yeah, they have everything.
Everything, including merchandise, like nerd culture merchandise. Uh-huh. Out the wazoo. There is so much, especially this one. So the Book Off Bazaar, the one we're talking about, is about a 15-minute train ride from Tokyo Disney, from Maihama Station on the Keio line. Make sure it's the Keio line to Minami Funabashi. I'll put this in the show notes too. Mm-hmm. The Book Off Bazaar is in this mall called Vivit. It's a very weird name. I don't know why it's called that. Vivit. Book Off Bazaar takes up like half of the third floor or something. Like it's massive.
Yeah.
It is massive.
Isn't it like two floors?
No. It takes up the, I think it's on the third floor, second or third floor, whatever. Uh-huh. But it's like whatever side it's on, that's, it's all Book Off.
Yeah.
It's all Book Off. You can spend a good half a day in there just going through everything. It's ridiculous. And for like theme park stuff that we're like, I guess specifically Tokyo Disney stuff, they have a section that just says Disney. Mm-hmm. And it has not just Tokyo Disney stuff, but just like Disney stuff in general. So you might find some stuff from like Disney World, Disneyland in there, because this is a secondhand shop. So people take their stuff there, get a little bit of money, and then in turn, the store sells it, right?
Right.
So what you find depends on what people bring in. And because this place is very local and it's very close to Disney, there's just so much Disney stuff. Every time I go there, there's always something new. It's ridiculous just how much stuff is there. I found the most random things I've never knew existed for like next to nothing.
Yeah.
Next to nothing. The other day, yesterday actually, I just went there for, you know, for fun. I wasn't planning on buying anything. And I was thinking to myself, my desk area, like I don't have anything that's big in terms of Disney stuff. Like I have the big popcorn buckets from Super Nintendo World at Universal. Mm-hmm. And they're on my shelf, but it kind of like doesn't, it throws off the balance.
Yeah.
The feng shui or whatever, you know, however you want to describe it, of my shelf, because I had no Tokyo Disney popcorn buckets because I don't particularly buy popcorn buckets. Mm-hmm. But now that I have like stuff to display, I thought, why don't I buy some popcorn buckets? And at this Book Off Bazaar, I bought two popcorn buckets for 500 yen, which is $5. Next to nothing. That's next to nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Brand new, they would have been what? 2,500 yen? 2,600 yen? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like $25? Like they would have been five times the price for one at the time. So you never know what you're going to find at these places. It's crazy. I love it.
Yeah, like for sure. Especially like I think now that people are spending a lot of time at home. And I think there are like a lot of people just like clearing up space in the house. They're just like getting rid of a bunch of things that they don't need anymore. So there's probably a lot of, especially right now, a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah. And they were doing this quote unquote campaign because they're renovating it.
Uh-huh.
The store.
Cool.
I think everything you bring in, they're going to give you 30% more when they buy it from you.
Yeah.
So when I was there, people were just, they had like shopping carts full of stuff to just dump there. You know, being a little nosy, I'm like, oh, what are you guys selling? I'm like, oh, I see some Tokyo Disney stuff there. I'll come back in a few days and see what you dropped off.
There's like certain days that they do certain items on sale. So like, it's good to check the website too.
Yeah, they'll do like, oh, all household goods are 30% off for this day. Or, you know, video games are this much off. Or CDs that are under 250 yen are 50% off. Mm-hmm. Like they do a lot of that stuff. So you can get a really good bargain if you're on top of it. Mm-hmm. I just love going there. Never know what you're going to find. I found these thin plastic coasters and all they say are Tokyo Disney Sea on it. And they have a silhouette of Mickey. That's it. Mm-hmm. I paid like 100 yen for a set of 10 or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have no idea when it's from or anything. It just says Tokyo Disney Sea on it with Mickey. That's it.
I mean, if you think about it, like, it makes sense because there's been so the merch that the resort produces is so much merch that it has to go somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah. For me, I don't feel right throwing things out. Like, if there's nothing wrong with it, I don't like throwing it away. So I will take stuff to places like the Book Off Bazaar. Even if I get next to nothing for it, I kind of don't care because I'm like, I don't need it anymore.
Because somebody will use it, will like repurpose
it or
something.
We'll get more use out of it. Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. I love secondhand shops. I really do. There was even Duffy's there that they had.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
For a fraction of the price. So, a new Duffy is 4,000 yen, so about $40. Mm-hmm. And the one I saw was 1,200 yen. Yeah. So, about $12. Now, of course, it's you know, used. Previously loved.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Do I want to say that?
Oh, no. Don't say that. No.
Previously taken care of, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're particular about certain things, like maybe the fur might be a little like flat. Cause you know, sometimes the Duffy plushes, like the fur gets a little like either flat or it just doesn't look like as fluffy as it used to.
Yeah.
So sometimes that does happen. So it's best to kind of look at it a little bit.
I mean, there's a reason why the price is low, right?
Yeah. So you can't complain too much. Like how much are they? They're over $100. You know, the really big Duffy's, uh-huh. I think like 150, like 15,000 yen or something.
Yeah.
They have a bunch of those there and they're like 3,000 yen.
I wonder for those, if they might just be like pretty brand new, because I wonder if people get gifted them and then they don't know where to put it.
They are pretty big.
Because they're pretty big. Yeah.
What do you do with this? Thanks.
We're still haunted by Baymax. That was...
Oh, yeah. I remember that. I remember you just... the Baymax. Oh, the big Baymax.
It's an issue. Like, one day we're going to have to dispose of him. But, like, it's massive. You know, we'd have to cut him...
Cut him?
Yeah. He might have to somehow be made smaller. I don't want to like disturb anybody listening who loves Baymax. We love Baymax too. You can put him back together and he'd be okay, right? Because he's like a robot.
Yes.
Secure robot. So he might be dismantled and then maybe remantled. I don't know.
And at this bazaar, Book Off Bazaar, I found like just random pins of like attraction openings. I found a button today, actually. It was a button celebrating the opening of the Tokyo Disney Resort Disney Store, the one in Ikspiari.
Yeah.
Which I've never seen that design before. And I thought, oh, that's actually really cool. So you'll find just the most random things if you're willing to kind of sift through it, because there's a lot. There is a lot of stuff. They do a good job of just kind of like categorizing it. Like, okay, this is all like little knick-knack kind of things, like pins, buttons, gachapon, stuff like that. And then this section is like the character badges. And this is the Tsum-Tsums. And this is the Duffy stuff. These are the bags. So they do a pretty good job of just organizing it. At some point, it just turns into like there's just stuff. There's just stuff there.
Yeah.
You kind of have to take the time to go through it. And there's even CDs as well in the music section. Mm-hmm. It's usually under the game and anime section.
And if you ask the staff, they'll take you. Yeah.
I can't really tell you what section it's where the section is because it moves around because they're constantly reorganizing everything. So like one month, the anime gaming section might be in this row. The next one over because they shifted everything, right? Because they're constantly shifting stuff because they're always getting new stuff brought in, right? Mm-hmm. So like things just constantly move around. So it's a little hard. Especially if you don't read Japanese, because none of it's in English.
No, yeah.
Like, the signage is not in English, unfortunately. So, like you said, it's just better to ask the staff, and they should be able to help you.
I bought my son a bunch of comic books there.
Oh, I love it when I see people just buying hordes of comics. Yeah. And they're just, like, super happy. They're like, oh my goodness, I get to read this. I've done that.
Yeah, because, like, the thing is, some of these series are really long, and I'm never sure if he's going to stick with it or not. So, like, with One Piece... That's like, I don't know how many books. And I bought him like the first few and he didn't continue with it. I'm like, well, like, I'm glad I didn't buy it brand new. You know, I'll go back. Like if he really, really likes something, I'll go back and buy it like brand new once I know that he's going to continue with it. But if not, like, no, forget it. We don't have Book Off in Shinurayasu anymore. Like I had work in Minami Funabashi once and I checked it out and they had like a ton of stuff.
There's just so many manga. I don't think I've ever seen the English mangas use ones there just because, again, it's just like whatever people bring in, right?
You would have to go to like maybe the ones in the city or something like that.
Yeah, the city centers. Like, yeah, Shinjuku, Shibuya, those places may have them.
And I feel like everybody just like a lot of people now just do things through Kindle. So,
yeah, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
I love going through it so much. If you're looking for something different to do, if you want to do a little bit more shopping and you maybe have, I don't know, 2-3 hours to kill, I would say probably more because you kind of like, there's a lot to shop around in Minami Funabashi, like Lalaport. Like if you want like a better mall experience than Ikspiari, you go to Minami Funabashi because Lalaport is like a massive, massive mall.
Yeah.
Miles better than Ikspiari.
It's got a really big mall. Yeah.
I'd rather go to Lalaport than Ikspiari.
It's just such a pain to get there.
It's a little far, right?
It's super far.
15, 20 minutes on the train.
Like for that, I would rather go into the city.
Where's a Lalaport in the city?
I don't want to go to Lalaport.
Yeah, well, I guess there's different malls. Like Lalaport's more like an everyday kind of mall. Uh-huh. Like it's just like, it's where the kids go to hang out, families go. It's not a glitzy mall.
It's like a normal mall.
It's a normal mall back home, but it's very, like, you know, if you want to see what a mall looks like in Japan, that's a good one. Like, Lalaport's a good one to go to because it's very normal, I guess. Like, everyday kind of stuff, which I like going to. Like, there's electronic stores. Well, this one has a Pokemon Center and there's a movie theater there, and they have all like tons of restaurants and
stuff.
That's
why I end up going there, is the movie theater.
Yeah, they have the Toho Cinemas.
The thing is that now they have Toho Hibiya, so I'm like...
They're almost like equidistant.
Unless there's like something that's not showing at Toho Hibiya, like, because sometimes they'll have like certain movies that are not showing there. Mm-hmm. Like, then I'll go to the Lullaport one. But
yeah,
the Hibiya one's like in a much better location. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. The other thing that I was shopping for there was at Seria.
Yes.
So Seria is another type of 100 yen store. So a lot of you probably know I've heard of Daiso. Daiso is a very popular, well-known chain of 100 yen stores, which is basically dollar stores, but mm-hmm. on steroids. I've become a big fan of Seria lately. I'm a stan.
I love Seria. Seria is the best. They have like a lot of Halloween stuff. They have really good stickers.
And they cater to nerd culture.
They have a lot of nerd stuff. So, okay. So this is like so nerdy. If you know what it is, you know what it is. So there are, of course, like figures, right, that you can buy, like character figures. But there's also something that they sell here in abundance, which is like acrylic figures, which are like basically plastic stands, right? So they don't take mm-hmm. up a lot of room, like as if you're buying like a full like sculpted figure. And they're fairly like decent-ish price, unless like there's like a popular character and it drives the price up. But like they have at Seria for Halloween, they have like these little things that you can put your acrylic figure in. And like one of them is like a full moon with like bats flying and like a cemetery. So like you put your character in the middle of like this kind of like acrylic like diorama. And then like the other one they have is like a summoning circle surrounded by fire and ghosts flying out. And it's so amazing.
I never saw those. I need to check that out.
Those are like new. Those are like all the new Halloween stuff. And they have stuff to like, if you have like can badges, they have like a can badge holder that you can hang on the wall. They have clear folder, like a frame that you can either like stand up like a photo frame, or you can hang on the wall as well. They have like anything you can think of. If you have like little plush dolls, they have outfits for them. You know, like seasonal outfits, even like Halloween outfits and Christmas outfits and things like that. And like little clear things that you can put them in to like preserve them. Like they have everything you could think of, like all the nerd stuff, and it's super cheap.
My favorite is the little display cases that fit the Tokyo Disney plush badges perfectly. Perfectly. I saw it. I think it was on Twitter. I think I saw someone retweet it or something. I don't know. It was somewhere on Twitter. And someone mentioned that, and I just thought, what? Are you serious? Because I have a lot of them. And what ends up happening with them is if they're not hanging on my bag, they're kind of hard to display, right? Because they're not meant to stand.
No.
They're not meant to be on display if they're not on a bag.
Yeah, they're meant to be accessories.
So they just they end up in a box, right? And some of them are really nice, and I spent a lot of money on them, so I want to be able to look at them. And the fact that I can spend 100 yen on this plastic container and put them in there, and they're on display nicely on my shelf, I can stack them, and they don't get all dusty. I've gone twice in the last 2 days, and I've cleaned out their shelf because I love them so much. I'm just really big into organizing lately, and I just can't get enough of it. One of them actually fits these two tins that I bought back in 2013 for the 30th anniversary. There was like this tea set, and they're all these different little tins filled with different teas.
Yeah.
And the tins had the designs from all the major anniversaries up to that point at the resort.
Yeah.
So there's the grand opening of Disneyland, grand opening of Disney Sea, the 30th anniversary, the 25th anniversary. And they had all the like the artwork on these tins. And, you know, the way tins are, they're supposed to like lay flat, but the artwork is on the top. So it's hard to see.
Yeah.
Well, they fit perfectly inside these display cases, and I can sit it upright and I can look at the artwork.
What I see a lot of, I wonder if they're going to do this in the future at the resort, but what I see a lot of people doing now with those kind of tins as merch is that the design piece is removable and you can like stick it like a magnet.
That is brilliant.
Yeah. And what you could do too, which Cydia has, is they have magnets with a sticky surface on both sides, and you can put them like, so as not on both sides, sorry, on one side. So you can stick it to the object and then put it on a magnet wall.
Oh, okay. I'm probably going to go back to Cydia.
You gotta this go. Week. They have everything.
They have everything. I even bought this, like this little like plastic staircase that's meant to display stuff. And what I did was, when Tokyo Disney released that blind box set of the Fast Pass machines, mm-hmm. I have all that. Well, now they're all nicely displayed on this staircase. And it just looks so nice.
I love it.
I also, just because the staircase was three and I didn't have something else to put, like the Fast Pass machines only took up two of the stairs. I still had one left. I'm like, well, what am I going to put on? I have nothing else that would fit on there. Well, I was at the Pokemon Center and they had these blind boxes. So uh-huh. I ended up buying two blind boxes and they fit perfectly on there. It's so bloody cute. It's random Pokemon that are sitting on a log. And the logs, like if you get the whole set, the logs all interconnect.
Oh, no.
And they're all like, they're either sleeping or they're chatting. Aww. Or they look cute, like cute and happy. I'm like, oh my goodness.
It's so pleasing. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. It's like such a nice mood.
It's right here by my desk, like right beside me on the desk. And I just kind of look over and I just smile. I'm like, that Aww. Makes me happy.
Yay.
So I'm fully embracing, just loving this stuff. I also bought these other like type of, they're stackable, like little stackable plastic shelves.
Uh-huh.
And I have my Magic Bands from Disney World on them.
Oh, cool.
Because, you know, I buy the nice designed ones.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point of them sitting in a drawer?
Yeah.
Like the stuff is meant to be enjoyed. And for so long, I just left this stuff in a drawer when I wasn't using it. And what's the point? Right? Like you should be able to like look at it and enjoy it.
True.
Oh, and also I bought washi tape, a washi tape dispenser thing or holder.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't think I needed it.
You do. But need when it.
I bought it, because I have like washi, like I have lots of washi tape, and I bought it. And I put all my washi tape in there and I just love it.
He's so now washi I can just like everything, man.
I want this washi tape today. I'm going to use this one. I'm going to use this Winnie the Pooh one. No, I'm going to use this Tokyo Disney food one that I bought a few years ago. Or I'm going to use this Final Fantasy one.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm going to use this one I got from Daiso. And it's just, I love organizing things apparently.
And Cydia also has a really, really good selection of washi tape.
And they have Disney stuff too.
That's true. Yeah.
They do have Disney stuff. Like Daiso does too. Like all,
like I think all the, every all dollar the 100 store, yen stores do.
Yeah. So Cydia seems to have a pretty big selection.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from Ziploc type bags to cutlery to disposable plates and pin like tissues, pins
like the little push pins. Tissue bag like with the Disney designs on it and the wet tissues.
The one thing, speaking of wet tissues, I only realized this recently. That, you know how you can buy the tissue bag, the wet tissue bags?
Uh-huh.
You know, you like the top kind of peels off?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that you can buy the resealable, like, I don't know what you call it. It's a lid uh-huh. that goes on it, like on these bags to replace the flimsy little.
Because the flimsy thing comes off. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And yeah, like the lid that just sticks on this plastic bag to make it work better.
Uh-huh.
And there's just like, there's like 20 designs. I'm like, what is going on? Who thought of this? But I kind of love it.
Yeah.
I know it's a lot of plastic. Yeah.
It is a lot of plastic.
Sometimes I look and I'm like, that is a lot of plastic.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. We totally went off the rails with this, but whatever. Another thing that I bought that I love, I don't know about your apartment, Patricia, but yeah. For my apartment, we're not supposed to put holes in the walls. Like we're not supposed to put pins or anything in the walls.
Yeah. They sell at Cydia, I think, the really thin push pins that don't damage the walls.
Oh my God. I have to go look at those. My walls are pretty bare, right? Because I can't put nails in the walls or anything like that. And I don't want to put push pins and stuff and like deal with that stuff. Some apartments will have like wooden rails along like the trim of a room. And that's meant to put in push pins and stuff, right? So you can just like use as a pin cushion. And also the framing around the doors. People put stuff in there as well. Cause like I can see people that lived in here before. There's clearly like, oh, there's You're hanging stuff on here. Like, I can see the holes.
I don't think you're supposed to do that to the doors.
Well, it's on the door frame.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know. There's holes in it, so I'm guessing it's fine. No. You're just not supposed to put it in the walls. Yeah. That's all I know.
Okay.
But anyway, there's Saria has these little, like, photo frame things. I don't know what, like, it's a little shelf that you can, if you have a thin frame, it kind of like sits on the shelf a little bit.
Okay.
And so it's kind of like a big push pin. So this like little wooden block pushes into the wall or like the door frame. And then if there's space above it, you can put a photo frame. So it's like, it's on the wall.
Yeah.
Which looks really nice. So I bought a couple of those and now I have like, I put some photos up that I have printed. And then I also have like postcards, like Tokyo Disney postcards. And I put like some of them on display that are above my door. And it just like makes the room look nicer with some artwork.
For sure.
So yeah, I am a big stan of Saria. More than Daiso.
I've never been. I think Daiso is more well known. But like, I think it depends on what Daiso you go to too. But like, I always thought Saria has nicer stuff.
Saria just has, yeah, just a lot of selection.
Mm-hmm.
And just Daiso's very quirky.
They have some funny stuff at Daiso. That's true.
Because they kind of target, you know, the tourists, right?
Well, it depends on like where they're located. But like the ones in like local neighborhoods, it's not so much. Yeah, tourist oriented. Yeah.
But yeah, like the ones in like the bigger tourist spots, especially in Tokyo and stuff. Like, you know, yeah. There's a lot of kitschy stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like, whatever. And like candy, I guess, right? There's a lot of candy and stuff like that at Daiso. I don't think Saria has candy, do they? No, they
you know what? That's a good point. They don't. But there's like, so like in that same, like if you're going to Shinureyasu Station, like in that same station, there's like an Okashi Land, which is like, it's almost the same building. It's like in Mona, like on the first floor. And I feel like that's cheaper than going to the 100 yen store for candy.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I do know what Okashi Land you're talking about. Yeah. Like, it's a candy store, right?
Yeah, they just have, like,
tons like of candy.
Snacks and stuff. Yeah. Kids love it, yeah.
I love it, too.
For sure.
So that was our, I don't know, shopping, finding cheap Tokyo Disney merchandise and nerd stuff.
For both Disney and nerd stuff, though, I would really, really, really check Mercari, because you can even do it overseas, and everything's at your fingertips, and it's, like, fast and efficient, and it's so, so easy. You might, like, overseas, you would need a buyer, but, like, I know there's, like, a bunch of services that do that.
Yeah, I guess if you're looking for something very specific and, like, you find it, yeah.
But you can just browse and scroll. It's, like, the same thing, except you don't have to, like, get on the train. And you can, like, endlessly scroll and see what was available or if it was sold, what price it sold at. So you have a good idea of what the prices are, too.
Yeah. I guess for me, like, just the thrill of what I can find at the store, I always, like, I kind of like that. Because, yeah, like, usually, like, when I'm going, like, looking for something, I don't really know what I'm looking. Like, I have nothing in particular I'm really looking for. But I guess if I was looking for something specific, I'd probably look on Mercari.
But you don't even have to be specific, because it's the same as browsing in a store.
See, I don't browse on my, like, I just don't do that. I don't know why. I just don't. I've never done that.
And you don't have to carry it home either. They'll send it to your house. It's amazing, Chris. Chris, get a Mercari.
I like to try and get out of the house.
Yeah, but if you're out of the house, you can go when you're out of the house. But if you're like, you know, you got some downtime, boom, Mercari, at your fingertips, any hour of the day, anytime.
Fair enough. All right. Well, that's it for this episode. We're talking about, cheap Tokyo Disney merchandise. Hopefully you found that interesting. So big thank you to, we have to say thank you to some wonderful explorers who are supporting us over on Patreon. So a big thank you to Acro Disney Girl, Adam, Amanda C, Amy B, Amy C, Mama Explore, Benjamin, Brent M, Carrie, Chris B, Claire, Claudia, Dave, David Baker, Kevin, Shani B, and Harry.
And thank you to Jamie, Jose, Kathy, Lee, Marie H, Michael, Murray, Sophie, Spoopy, Thomas, Kate, Alexandra, Lizzie, Amy and Andy, Eli, Dana, Cassandra, and Annie.
And remember, you can find us everywhere. Our website, trexplorer.com, plan your trip, all that. And make sure you rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, wherever you get your podcasts from. And if you're listening on Spotify, make sure you follow us so you don't miss an episode. And if you have any questions for us, send them to us either on social media or to our email, contact@trexplorer.com. I'm one of your hosts, Chris, chief content editor for TDR Explorer, and I'm the one that is buying organizing stuff for very cheap prices. And joining, as always, is the wonderful Patricia.
I am the one buying things from Seria, and it gets used in very, I don't know, it's not the way you're supposed to use them ways. Like, the last thing we did was we got like a tin and we put coffee grinds in it. And there's like little palm trees, and I'm like, oh, it's a little outdoor like scenario. And then my son added a tank and a little person lying down in front of the tank. And I'm like, oh my God. So yeah, Seria, fun times. And you guys, tell us about what's in your area as you explore this world.
Good try.
I couldn't. I was like, I don't know. It's late.
All right, Explorers, we will talk to you next week. Bye.